Hello and welcome to episode the 232nd of the one and only podcast on the internet about comic books. I am your host, Emily. Once again, I have defeated our host, Jean-Luc, in hand-to-hand combat and taken over his job for one solitary weekend. And I am here, as always, with my co-hosts, the prolific Chad Waller.
Hi.
And Canada's favorite son, Alex Hanziak.
Hi, everybody.
How's it going, boys?
Oh, just looking at the metrics on our podcast and wondering why we do this.
The reason
is because of the adoring number of fans.
What was the last episode that caused a spike in listens? What do the people want, Chad?
I don't know. It was November, it looks like 24th. So whatever one we did then.
Well, all right, I'm looking. Look. I'm tabulating. On November 24th, we made a podcast about It's About Italian Adventure Time.
Must have been Adventure Time.
I'm going to read the description and, the site crashed. So that's it for this week. Thanks, guys.
Goodbye, everybody.
But apparently there was this week on the comics podcast, Chad chats about his ancestors while Jean-Luc challenges everyone to a rap battle. That's a good hook.
Ooh, exciting.
That was one you edited, Alex, and you actually put work into that.
Yeah, that was the one where I ended up, I think, posting it on Tuesday because I spent like an hour and a half it was totally worth it. It was totally worth it.
Well, it got some views, and I think we must have talked about the Obsidian then, which I'm guessing people were looking for.
Yes, I imagine. So that's why
evidently being topical.
I'm not surprised. I apologize to, I don't think that any of them are listening to this episode, but to any Adventure Time enjoyers who had to listen to Chad be a Mr. Grumpy Gills about our pure expression of gay love.
Yeah, it was totally my fault they didn't come back because I didn't like it. And they were definitely looking for people that liked whatever that was.
It's true. When you title an episode, it's about Italian Adventure Time, you expect there to be either Italians or Adventure Time praise.
Or both.
I don't think any of us are Italian. I'm not. Emily, are you Italian?
No, but I love Italian food.
Okay, well.
Yeah, if you are what you eat, I'm Italian.
You said you haven't made meatballs yet, though, Chad.
That is true. I eat meatballs, though. I just don't make them.
Yeah, me too.
I could make them. I'm capable.
Okay, I eat vegetarian meatballs.
Yeah, we were having a discussion before the podcast because Chad had a stressed dream about us coming over to visit him.
It's true.
Okay, you gonna elaborate? You gonna tell me more about this dream?
It was kind of your fairly standard, like, oh shit, people are coming over, a thing is happening, and I am unprepared. Like, you know, when you're in high school, you're like, I got a test, I didn't study. It was very similar to that. You guys were coming over, and I was like, I don't have anything in the fridge, I haven't cleaned the house, I don't know where the cat is, like, it was one of those things. And then you showed up, and it was actually really funny, because you walked through the door first, Emily, and from that you didn't have green hair, and I was like, uh-oh, something's wrong.
Uh-oh, that's an omen.
And you started yelling at me about some misconception, like, we clearly had a misunderstanding the last time we spoke, and so you opened up with just, like, you know you're wrong. I was like, that's fair.
It probably has to do with anime. I'm just going on going out on a limb, or Adventure Time. It was some sort of thing there. But
that checks out, actually. The hair being green is very wrong, but everything else seems pretty par for the course.
Wait, I mean, that was the thing, is I noticed that and I was like, uh-oh.
Wait, what color was the hair?
I think it was just like light brown.
Okay, because like my natural hair color is like auburn brown. Red,
it could have been that it was Ashley.
It could have been my twin sister Ashley telling you that you were
trying to infiltrate the hangout. And that might be why you were stressed, Chad, because you knew something was off.
So it gets dumber from there. Okay. So Alex comes in and he hands me this pen, and he's like, "This is the pen I was talking to you about. It has an amazing squishy grip." And you were just like, "This is the most normal thing you could ever do upon meeting someone for the first time."
Yeah.
And then you're like, I have to show this to everybody. And all of a sudden, my house was filled with, like, people, and I didn't know who most of them were. And then Jean-Luc's like, I gotta pee.
Oh, so this is like the movie Mother.
It was kind of like the movie Mother.
Mm.
Wow, I bet that movie would hit me harder now that I actually own a house.
This all,
why is it
this
stressful?
Has come
because
full
people
circle.
Are coming in your house.
This has come full circle because the mother episode was the first episode of this show that I listened to because I thought that John Luke would mention my review of Mother that I wrote for We the Nerdy, which he did. And then the rest is history.
Emily, I didn't know that you actually wrote for We the Nerdy. I just
Really?
That you appeared one day out of the ether.
No, and I briefly wrote for We the Nerdy. I actually, I like a lot of the stuff I wrote for We the Nerdy, but after you guys kind of had a falling out, I was sort of becoming disenchanted with writing for We the Nerdy. So it just sort of sealed the deal. And Andrew is no longer my friend on Facebook because I said something mean about the Ghostbusters fandom.
Oh,
even though he still follows me on Twitter, that's really weird. And I haven't been booted from the We the Nerdy Facebook page. I'm still technically a writer for We the Nerdy.
Wow.
Someone should probably tell them to like remove us from the email chain. I'm just sick of getting stuff from EA.
No,
and I can't unsubscribe without logging in.
What happens if they take away our access to comic books?
Well, they can't take away the access to the Image ones because they don't deal with that. That's something Image sends out.
Yeah. Also, there's a certain site that we can use.
Oh, yeah. The
curse site. But with all the shitty Batman comics on that we continue to read for whatever reason.
There are a lot. You know, one day we should all go and read every single Batman comic that's there.
No, I don't think
Chad, that's what we can do when we're at your place. We can sit around our various electronics and, you know, do a full thing of Batman.
Would like to know what you guys have gotten up to this week.
This week, Chad had a stress dream and it stressed me out.
I know. I heard about Chad's stress dream, but that was only one moment of the past 7 days.
Oh, I had my yearly performance review, although I've only been there for 5 months.
So how did that go?
I don't know. It's been kind of weird just at this place because I started in August and then it was like 2 weeks in and they were like, guys, you've done such a great job this year. Everyone's getting PlayStation 5s. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know. I've been killing it. It's been 2 weeks. I've put in a lot of work. Great. And so we get to the end of the year and, you know, it's a one-on-one call. I'm the first one to go. There's only like 12 people in the company, but it's a one-on-one call with the boss. And it was like, it went really well. He was like, yeah, you know what? You're killing it. And there's, what do you want to do? And you can do it. Like, we'll put you on the path to do that. I got a bonus. I got a 17% raise year on year.
Wow.
Or month on month.
Wait, is this for CG Mag or is this the
This is for Uber Strategist. Yeah. PR company. Started
like, man, that guy that trolls the Roller Coaster Tycoon Touch account, you ignore him really well.
Hey, I don't ignore her. This unnamed person sent a message. I responded, and I didn't get a response to the response because he thought that I was an AI response.
No, though, that's not what I posted something on the page itself it's probably a week ago now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm just a bad friend.
That's okay. I think I asked if there was why there wasn't any Roller Coaster Tycoon fan art on E621.
Oh, send us the DMs. I can bring it up at our next meeting. I can be like, yeah. You know, we got a few messages. One of them, something called E621. I don't know if you guys know what that is. And then someone's going to be like, of course I know what it is. And we'll be like, haha, got him.
So, I guess a slightly similar question to the Quick Trip Twitter, but I made it not a porn site. And it was just like anime fan art in general. Yeah. And the response was, we'll go draw some.
Oh, so they responded.
So, I mean, I've
been challenged.
You can't argue with that
challenged
logic.
By Quick Trip. That is a very good Twitter account. And I think it deserves more followers than the 60,000 it has, which is a lot. For, I think, Quick Trip, because I've never heard of it before. But that's pretty cool. But the exciting news that kind of comes in is that on January 21st, I'll be taking over the official Roller Coaster Tycoon. All the accounts. So every single Roller Coaster Tycoon page will be run by yours truly until they say no more.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, Alex. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I have 1 day of work on Monday, and then I'm off till January 4th. And it's been like, I'm just like exhausted, but it's like, it's nice to hit a break and a recharge session. So
that must be a neat, like an interesting job, like because you're dealing with largely like the scum of the earth, and that's people on social media.
Mm.
But it's your job.
Yeah, and there looks to be more social media in the future for me. But there's a lot of people who are just like real fans of Roller Coaster Tycoon and are just like, hey, you shared this joke about Roller Coaster Tycoon that only I get, and I appreciate it. And, you know, it's as long as I feel like Twitter is more cesspool-y, but also Facebook isn't. I don't know. Social media is kind of shitty. I personally, like, ever since I've started working here, I've really dialed back my own social media. I just don't want to spend any more time there than I have to. So it's kind of just like a work thing for me where I'm like, okay, I'll be in the cesspool for a bit, make my posts and everything, and then sort of get out. But I have a friend who
does
works-
it feel weird doing like the community posts? Like, because they're usually really corny when a company's like, hey guys, look at this, or what do you think about this? What's your favorite? Like, yeah. Having to construct those?
It's more so that, like, I have to do, like, because we generally plan the content ahead for a lot of it. I mean, some of the stuff is based on stuff that happens, like, oh, like, something happened today and we're going to respond to it, or, like, you know, make a joke based on that. But a lot of it is you're queuing it ahead of time, so you're kind of just trying to get it done. You're trying to make it work kind of thing, so you're not really... It's more so you're, like, I'm working, like, a month ahead right now on, like, posts. So the stuff that I'm, like, doing right now... is like, I'm not going to see for another month. So by the time it gets there, I don't even remember what's happening or whatever until I see the response.
Sure.
Sort of, so
Alex, I have a really important question.
Shoot.
How does the Roller Coaster Tycoon account feel about carp?
That silence is the appropriate answer to that dumb internet thing going around.
That joke is going to make one person laugh, and it's fine.
Yeah, I was laughing on the inside, but I didn't want to let anybody know that. Internet culture is interesting. Internet culture is interesting.
I don't understand the carp thing, but
no.
I did tweet it. So
a lot of people
Bobo
I've seen
fool.
Share it, and they're like, I don't know what this is, but we're doing it. I'm like, okay.
I have an internet culture question for you, Emily, because
I would
you
love
your
to
friends,
know.
Are tweeting the hell out of Neopets stuff right now?
Yes.
Apparently something happened.
Yes, I would love to tell you about what just happened with Neopets.com. I am and have been a lifelong Neopets user and enthusiast. And up until literally like yesterday, it was you were not allowed to discuss being or like the existence of LGBTQ, like you could not discuss the idea of LGBTQ people or topics or anything like that. You could lose your account if you did this and you got caught, which you would because they have people monitoring like the boards and the messages between users and whatnot. But for a long time, Neopets has had a very strong queer user base. And I even remember, like, I remember being a kid who was not yet out as queer and, like, seeing other people who had queer characters on the site, but, like, they would use very evasive language to describe this because, like I said, you could lose your account for saying the word gay. And ostensibly, this was to curtail, like, bullying or, like, being unfriendly to advertisers, etc. But there was a recent outcry by the current Neopets fan base, basically just asking them to change their policy on this because, like, being queer is not bad or inappropriate for children or, like... Like, it's not a bad word. It's not a bad word to be gay, to be a lesbian, to be transgender. And so, like, there was a big outcry recently, and Neopets has changed their stance on this. So you can identify yourself as a queer person. They still, like, have rules against basically being an asshole, but you won't get your account taken away if you describe yourself as a queer person. You can't say other people are queer, which I think is the rule is in place to keep people from using that as a way to bully others. But
sure.
But yeah, for a very long time, basically the entirety of Neopets' existence, you couldn't use like the words gay, bisexual, lesbian, transgender on the like any sort of communication on the website without getting like either warned or outright banned, and they have changed their stance on that, and everyone's pretty excited about it, even if it is long overdue.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because, like, the majority of people that actually care about Neopets now are, like, in their 20s or 30s, as opposed to the ostensibly, like, child-aged demographic that Neopets pretends is its user base.
So, because I remember Neopets from, like, I think 5-6 years ago. It might be longer. Like, I have a recollection of Neopets, but sort of not recently. Mm-hmm.
I feel like 2006 is, like, where my recollection is.
Very early 2000s.
Neopets.
Okay, then my time perception is bad, but is Neopets still, like, is the user base still big? Is it still, like, a thriving thing? Is it paid? What do they do?
Well, there's stuff that you can pay for, but ultimately, like, accounts and everything, there's a pretty wide base level of what you can do for free, but there are, like, paid options or paid things that you can do. Like, you know, like, that's not really dissimilar from a lot of online games, honestly. But
it's not like a Club Penguin where, like, you can't be free in Club Penguin, or maybe it is similar to Club Penguin where it was like, you can't be free, but if you have the member thing, you just get so much more cool stuff.
Yeah, you get some cool stuff. You get some you can buy things that like you can dress up your Neopets, and all the cool stuff that you can dress your Neopets up in is mostly stuff that you have to like pay real money for. But the user base is mostly people who played when they were younger and have just continued to use the site into adulthood as a way to spend time. So,
kind of surprised they didn't move to Discord.
I mean, like, there are Neopets communities online. I was pretty big into the Tumblr Neopets fandom called the Neo Tag, back in like 2012 through 2014. I still have a blog, like, on Tumblr. I have a Neopets blog, and I still, have, like, Neopets characters that I draw, but I'm not as active anymore, necessarily. But I was pretty big into it for, a little while I was in college.
Nice.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Fun time. Everybody that I knew on Tumblr from Neopets was, like, either a gay or trans or both person, so I'm not surprised that this has finally happened.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's funny, because every time I see, like, these tweets, right, it comes loaded with just shitloads of fan art of these people's characters.
Yeah!
And it's not dissimilar from the furry fandom.
Oh, 100%. Neopets made me a furry. Like, that's, like, yeah. No joke. Like, that's real.
Gateway.
It was absolutely.
Like, you can't keep the gay out of the furry fandom, even if you call it something else.
It's very. There's a lot of crossover there.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yay. How was your week, Chad? Other than
my
your
week was fine. I got a kitchen table.
Nice.
We can eat at your place. Less stress.
Yeah. So that was cool. I mean, I had to pay for it, which wasn't.
Oh.
But you know.
Such is life.
Long time coming that. I kept going, like, I'm going to wait till that next stimulus comes out. And then it's like, okay, well, that was in May. They talked about that, but that's not coming. And then my mom was like, hey, you want to go look at, like, furniture? There's a store not that far away. We should just, like, swing in and see what they got.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So we go in, and they actually had, like, some smaller round tables, which is what I was looking for. And they had a five-piece set for, like, $410 or something. And I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. And it's like, do you want to look at other places? I was like, no, we did it. We found the one I want. We can leave now.
Yeah.
So we were in there for like 8 minutes at the most as I was giving them my details to deliver it.
You know, it's just imagining what your trip would have been. That's, you just summed it up. It's like, yep, found it. 8 minutes, gone. Don't need anymore. Thank you.
Yeah, because it was one of those like, you know, you don't need to buy the first thing you find, right? And I was like, yeah, but if the first thing I find is what I want and it's like a small dining room set that fits in the space really well and
right.
Looks good, like, fuck yeah, let's do it. Let's not overcomplicate
this. We did it. Speed run.
Yeah.
Oof.
And they delivered it on Monday, so I've had it all week and I've eaten on it and I've chased the cat off it a bunch.
Ah,
nice.
He doesn't give a shit. That fucking cat.
What are you getting Ripley for Christmas?
Whatever box my other stuff comes in that I get from my parents.
It's a good present.
or the wrapper or plastic or whatever. Because if it's not a toy, he'll play with it. If it's a toy, we're, you know, that's iffy.
Yeah. Does seem to be the classic cat. Did you have a good week, Emily?
I did. You know what I've been doing this week is I watched a bunch of the old Rankin Bass Christmas movies. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, it's like the stop motion Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, I love those.
And stuff like that. Yeah, I watched a bunch of those this past week, and boy, those movies are weird. Those movies are weird as hell. And the best part for me was the very last stop motion movie that Rankin Bass ever made was called The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus. And it was like an origin story for Santa Claus, but it was based off of a book written by the guy who wrote the Wizard of Oz books, L. Frank Baum.
Interesting.
And I'm a huge L. Frank Baum fan. So this was fucking weird.
Is this the one where he's like a kid in a town and he's got orange hair, and then there's like this evil factory owner there, and he like rises up and they seize the means of production, and then he grows a beard and they like saves the day and he decides to give presents to all the kids? Or am I thinking of another similar movie?
You know, I think you might be thinking of a different movie, because this one has like, that might be, they have a couple of Santa movies, like there's Santa Claus is Coming to Town, but this one is like a fantasy movie, and like in the lore of Santa Claus, like as a baby, he is found like in the forest and is raised by a lioness and a fairy.
Oh, I definitely did not see that one.
And this sounds wild.
It's only 50 minutes. It is fucking bananas. It's, I don't know if I can say it's good, but I enjoyed it. And it's really wild. And I have such a fondness for like the stop motion felt animation that they used in those movies, and how weird all of the plots seem to be. Like in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, how the elf just wants to be a dentist.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I respect that elf, though. I mean,
yeah, but it's weird,
I feel,
right?
Like all the candy and shit, he was going to make bank being a dentist.
Like,
also,
it makes
giving
sense.
Back to the community.
Yeah, and like if everybody's an elf, everybody's replaceable, right? But if one person's a dentist, that's a shrewd kid guy. But like,
yeah.
And then they sing the Misfits song, but like it's also something where like, why would you make a Christmas movie about an elf who's becoming a dentist? And then the island of unloved toys, and they're all like got issues with them, and Cornelius, the gold prospector.
Yukon Cornelius and his homoerotic relationship with the abominable snowman, the Bumble.
Oh, yeah. I gotta watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's weird, but honestly, those movies slap. I had a great time watching all of these. I also watched, like, the first Frosty the Snowman movie is, like, a 2D animated movie, but then there's Frosty and Rudolph's Christmas in July, which is like an Avengers style team up of like all the characters from other Rankin Bass Christmas movies getting together in one movie for Christmas in July. I don't really know what that means, because it's a lot longer than all of the other movies. This is Christmas in July is the only one that's like an actual feature length film, and I did fall asleep about two-thirds through, so I'll never know what Christmas in July means unless I decide to go back and watch it again.
It kind of seems like you watched a bunch of these films and then you fell asleep and had a stress dream that something called Christmas in July exists, and it's an Avengers style.
I would believe that if I couldn't like go out and look and see Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July on my wife's Plex server. But it does sound like a fever dream now that you mention it.
Yeah.
It certainly felt like one.
Yeah, so this is our last show before Christmas, right? Because Christmas is Friday?
Yep. It is.
Wow. Do you guys have any plans, any traditions you guys normally do, or you guys celebrate Christmas? Or
my wedding anniversary is on Monday, so I'm pretty excited about that. Probably not going to do anything because, I mean,
you already got married.
We don't leave the house, so, like, what are we going to do? But, like, I'm excited about that. Excited about my roommate is going to make a Christmas dinner for everybody since we're not going to see family.
Oh, staying because of COVID stuff?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember for a bit when I was in college, like, our Christmas tradition was we would all meet up at, like, one of the bars that was open with a bunch of friends, and then we'd have a couple drinks there, and then we'd go watch a movie, and then we'd come back home and kind of not really, you know, just chill the rest of the day. We stopped
that
doing that.
Fun.
It was interesting until we were like, do we want to spend a good chunk of Christmas in a bar? That is a little alcoholic-y. But
drinking
so is
home.
Drinking, you know, bourbon and coffee all day, which is what I usually do on Christmas now.
No. If it's at home, it's not alcoholic. That's the rules of Christmas.
So I'm not entirely sure. I think it'll probably be like a pretty low-key, just sort of normal-ass. We're going to hang out with the family. I got a ham from work for Thanksgiving, so I'm going to take that out and probably help my mom cook that.
Nice.
And we'll just chill. And we've been meaning to watch, you know, Mulan because my mom wants to see the new one. And so we'll probably throw that on, even though I've heard it's not very good, but
it's free
whatever.
Now, though, so I mean,
it's
included.
Free, yeah, so I mean, the worst that happens is we kill a couple hours and drink and watch a Disney movie. So I'm excited for that. I have Thursday, Friday off, which is nice, and then the following week I have Thursday, Friday off, so
nice.
2 3-day weeks coming up, which is fucking sweet.
That's awesome, and I knew about your turkey because I follow your workplace on Facebook. And a lot of people have great Christmas sweater. I think it's a contest, but I just keep seeing people's Christmas sweaters. Yeah,
that was on Friday, which I took the day off and didn't participate.
Oh, Chad, I've been waiting for yours.
Oh, my sister got a Mandalorian Baby Yoda Christmas sweater this year.
I was thinking that thing should exist. I was like, man, this definitely exists. There must be a Baby Yoda Christmas sweater. So I'm glad.
Oh, yeah. My sister definitely has that Baby Yoda Christmas sweater on lock. I will find a picture so I can send to you guys.
The only times I check into my company's social media every once in a while because I filmed a couple of like videos that they're supposed to be sharing, and these are like more work related, like we're trying to get more customers, but I put a shitload of work into them, and so I actually want to share them with some people when they actually go up.
Right.
Because man, that was hard making those look like professional when we had no professional lighting.
You're a director, Chad. You're a
anybody
director.
Professional. So
yeah, like it's basically just been like this person's been. I'm very impressed by how long people have been at this company. And I don't know if impressed is the right word, but that's the word I have. It's like every time I see an anniversary, it's like they've been here for 35 years. I'm like, what? That's
dude. I was so pissed at the last 30 some year anniversary because no one told me about it, and there's always cake, and so I missed the anniversary cake.
Okay.
And it's like, really, this doesn't happen that often, and you fucked me out of cake, guys.
So, Chad, I could tell you, but I feel like by the time they post on Facebook, the cake's been eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'll be approaching 5 years pretty soon.
Wow. Congratulations.
I think it's a good sign of a business that employees aren't just, like, quitting all over the place. Because high turnover is definitely the sign of a bad business.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, there's definitely some like existential like holy shit, what have I done with the last 4 or 5 years of my life? And the story I'm writing right now that's turned into a novel like takes place at a screen printing company because I didn't want to do research and the person's been there like 4 or 5 years and she's having that and I was like, "Oh, this is just me with some weird quirks." Like, "Oh,
gender swap, Chad."
You write what you know.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And so that was okay. So originally, this was this meant to be a short story that turned into a novella that turned into a novel. Am I right with that?
Yeah, I was like, it'll be like maybe 8,000 words. That's a good length for a short story, but it's more marketable. Like I could sell it to a magazine, maybe.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, that's not happening. Well, it'll probably only be like 20,000 words. And now I'm at like 33, and I'm halfway done.
Oh, well, that's exciting. That's pretty. I mean, it's kind of a good thing that you kind of tricked yourself into writing a full book. Because now you're like halfway through and you're like, oh, huh, that's pretty good.
I should have a first draft done by hopefully the end of January or like the first week of February.
Nice. Well, I just finished wrapping my Christmas gifts today. And I gave, so I got copies of your book, and my brother, my sister, my sister's girlfriend, and who else is getting it? My dad are going to open up on Christmas. It's going to say,
Jesus.
It's going to say, each one has their own book, and it says to them, and it says from Chad. So this is going to be a wonderful Christmas when they open it up.
All right. I feel so bad about that now, because when I was doing the print copy, I forgot to tick a box that mirrors the margins, and so the margins, the gutter on the left-hand pages is really tight to the seam, and everything's readable, but it's like, I'm trying to be as professional as I can be as a self-publisher, and I fucked that up, and it's fixed now, so if anybody goes and buys the book now, it's totally fine, you're not going to have that problem.
Yeah. It is a bit tight.
I tweaked the cover a bit too, so it looks brighter, because I thought the cover looked kind of dark when I opened mine. But it's like, hey, Amazon, if you had sent me this when you told me to, this would have been fixed 3 weeks ago.
True.
But you didn't.
True. Well, I'm sure that my family will love the book, margins and all. So,
I was upset.
Yeah. I mean, I kinda...
If I do a top five disappointments for next week, that's going to be on it.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we can have a top five disappointments. That's a fun.
Well, Jean-Luc said to come up with our own top fives, and since I haven't like watched or played anything this year.
Right, but like as Emily or John said, I don't remember who, but it, you know, VR chat is every game though. Like you can be like, oh, I played Fishing Simulator, I played bowling, I played Dungeons and Dragons, I played, like, it's everything and nothing.
It won't be a true VR chat experience until you get a headset and play with us, Alex.
The plan is to take my yearly bonus check and get it on Boxing Day, get an Oculus Quest 2.
Nice.
So maybe there'll be a sale, maybe not, but that'll be the day I pull the trigger, and then I'll just have to wait till I can play VR chat.
We'll take you. We'll feed some ducks.
Yay.
We'll play golf.
Emily, you should also get a expensive VR console to feed ducks.
Yeah, let me get right on that.
But you don't actually need a headset to play it. You can just play on your computer.
Oh. Did you ever play it without the headset, or like have you always played VR chat with?
I've only played it with the headset, and I feel like you would definitely lose a lot of the charm.
Yeah.
But you know, at a certain point, we're kind of treating it almost as an interactive chat room.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a great place to hang out, because you got, I mean, living in different places, also COVID, like, I'm very excited for that. I mean, other than that, it's probably like, oh, I'll get Beat Saber, I'll get Everybody Golfs, because I played that once, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is very cute, and it's like, really easy and stuff. But other than that, I don't really know, maybe Half-Life Alyx, even though I've never played a Half-Life game, I've just heard really good things about it.
Yeah, my brother, like, swears up and down by that game.
Yeah.
I don't know how well my computer could run that one, so I haven't got it, but it's right. A maybe.
Because I think the Quest 2, it's completely separate. So, I mean, you can plug it into a computer, mm-hmm. but I think it should be able to run it on its own. But I guess I'll see. But yeah, that's been my week.
I've been watching The Mandalorian.
Ooh, nice.
I think we're on episode... I've watched episode 4 today.
Of season 2?
And I like season 2 a lot more than season 1.
Nice. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I watched 2 today, so I was on 4, now I'm on 6, and I liked the first 4 a lot more, and then I didn't love 5 and 6.
Okay.
But, I mean, mileage may vary, it just kind of seemed like weird stuff going on, but what is it about season 2 that you're, like, liking it more, if you can put a thing on it?
I feel like the through line is a little more, better handled, whereas, like, in the first season, there's, like, 3 episodes, and it's like, okay, they're maybe doing a thing, and then it gets really episodic for, like, a huge chunk of the season before it remembers there's, like, an overarching plot. And so this one hasn't done that.
Yeah.
And I think just the writing's a little tighter. Every once in a while, like, some of the episodes in season 1, like, someone would say something, and it would just be just this embarrassing line of dialogue. I know that one episode that Jean-Luc really hated, the prisoner one.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I don't think the acting was really the problem in that episode. I think the script was really bad.
While you guys are talking about Mandalorian, I'm going to get another drink, because I have not watched any Mandalorian, and actually Mandalorian is going on my top 5 things people have tried to get me to watch this year.
Yay. We should make a top 5 list, the best top 5 list, but we'll get to that next week, I guess.
We will. We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that in episode 2 after we've done our top 5 lists.
That's a good idea. I'll look back at a week of episode. But yeah, I don't know if we said it. We said Jean-Luc wasn't here, but his parents are in town. So he's visiting with them, and they're party animals. So Jean was unable to make it to the show. But we're talking about Star Wars anyway, so I don't know, Chad.
Yeah, I don't know. It's more fun when he's not around to talk about Star Wars.
This is a hypothesis. I'm surprised you don't like season one, Mark, because it has Bill Burr in it in one episode. So.
Oh, I like that episode mostly because Bill Burr was in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I've seen memes, Star Wars memes with his character in it. And I was like, holy shit. I cannot believe this guy who I've kind of off and on followed for a very long time because he's been a professional comedian for a super long time.
Yeah.
Just like where he's come from in his career is insane to me.
Yeah. Is he, you know, if he's doing acting other than this, or is this just sort of like a one-off where it's like, oh, Bill Burr's in Star Wars. This is strange.
No, actually he's done a decent amount of acting. I don't know all the stuff. He was in Breaking Bad as a character that showed up a few times. He likes to get in shows, but do like really side characters where he's got maybe like two or three scenes and then he's done.
Yeah.
Just cause like, that's fun for him because it's like a day or at two at most of shooting, but he gets to speaking lines, so he's not just in the background. So he's not like it's not his main source of income. That's still like being a comedian, but it gives him some kind of clout, and it's just fun because he likes movies and he likes TV shows, and so to be a part of like Breaking Bad and Star Wars is like really cool for him.
Oh, for sure. Like if I had the chance to like be in Star Wars, just like hop in and be like, yeah, I'll do an episode of this Mandalorian show. That'd be cool. I guess I need to become a comedian first or an actor, but I don't know. Maybe next year.
I need to like catch up with his comedy specials though, because he's one of the few I really, really like.
Sorry, I don't like Bill Burr, which is who I assume you're talking about.
Yeah,
we are. William Burr.
I mean, you can like him. I don't.
He's not for everybody.
It's just not my thing. Which is like, there's a lot of things that aren't for me. It's fine.
It's one of those things like that we should probably at some point talk about comic books, but like, I understand that my sense of humor is definitely not everybody's sense of humor. Like, there's one podcast I listen to, they're doing D&D, and like, my favorite character, or favorite person who's playing a character on that is like, he makes me laugh every time, and I go and I follow the fan page, and everyone's fucking frustrated with him because they hate him because he's annoying and he's raunchy and he's gross, and I'm just like, no, he's the best.
Yeah, that checks out.
Because I'm immature and stupid.
I mean, we should talk about comic books, but there was really only like three comic books that came out this week.
Have you guys been rereading anything for the end of your show yet? Or is that going to be a like a last week dash kind of thing?
I mean, I feel like I don't feel like I need to reread the things that I'm going to be picking. I have like a pretty good idea of like the stuff that I have in mind. At most, I might like look over some plot summaries.
My goal, I need to finish Adventure Man. Like, I have issue 4 of that yet. But I have, like, a handful of trades and just, like, hardcovers or whatever that from Image and I think maybe IDW that came out that I've downloaded throughout the year and just have not read.
Yeah.
And so part of me is like, okay, I should try and get to at least one or two of these and see if I can jazz up my list a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm currently rereading Wonder Woman Dead Earth. I think I've got like one issue left, and it's like,
that's
really good.
One that I actually am going to read, but that doesn't count as rereading because I haven't read it.
Okay, yeah,
I meant to read it earlier this year. I really did. I just never got around to it, but I know that you guys have talked about it, so I'm actually going to try to read it before the comics episode.
This is another year. I mean, it depends. I'm still kind of wishy-washy on my list. Are we doing our full comics list next year? We're doing our like TV and thing one next week.
I think I guess this is my first end of the year episode, so I don't necessarily know what we're doing, but I was under the impression that we were going to do like TV, movies, games, etc. next week and then comics the following week.
That's what we normally do.
Yeah, that's my impression as well. And what I would prefer to do because, well, I'm not editing either of the top 10 or top 5 episodes this year.
Wow, funny how Chad figured that out. He probably did the math and was like, yes, I'm going to let them start editing now. And then, bam, long term.
So have fun when those accidentally go on for 2 hours.
Yeah,
can we do Zencaster next week? I want to have access to my air horn button. I shouldn't have let that slip. I should have just said, can we use Zencaster next week?
Yeah, Zencastr's fun. And it's going to be right after Christmas. So
that's so exciting.
What?
You still there, Alex?
Hello?
I hear.
Has Alex become Christmas like... music?
Yeah, that's. I thought I heard a bit of Christmas music and then. And nothing.
Merry Alex? Christmas!
See, and this is why I hate editing this show, because now I have to deal with this tomorrow.
What the fuck was that?
It's just Alex, like, are you here?
I don't know. I just blacked out, and then I heard Christmas music, and
what?
I don't know what's going on. What were we talking about?
End of the year show.
Okay, all right, that's good. We should have one. we should definitely have one. End of the year show. Yeah, but that sounds good. I'm rereading Wonder Woman Dead Earth, and I might. It's tough because Gideon Falls, Jeff. Like there are some great books, and I think a Daniel Warren Johnson might be my number one book again. A Daniel Warren Johnson book might be my number one if it ends well. Might be a top three at least. But yeah, check out Wonder Woman Dead Earth because Daniel Warren Johnson is fantastic writer artist, as you know.
Yeah, because normally I have that like rule where I try not to do repeats from the previous year. But this year in comics was fucked up, and I don't know if I want to think that hard, so I might break that rule and just be like, nope, it was Gideon Falls again.
Well, Gideon Falls ends next week, I think. Is that correct?
I think it does.
Might be the last episode. So that's, 25 issues. Bam, done. I think it's 25. No, it might be more, but anyway, it's done.
Did you guys, one of the things I did read this week was the Brubaker hardcover called Reckless.
I did not.
Did not either. Good?
I enjoyed it. It's not like a world-shatteringly amazing kind of crime piece, right? But it is like Brubaker at what Brubaker does very well. And yep. I really enjoyed the artwork, especially like the palette of it. The setting was nice. It was kind of in the 80s, and main characters had to deal with Vietnam, and so there was a little more going on in that department. On the whole, it was sort of like rough and tough crime shit. And bad people doing bad things to bad people. I read it in, maybe half hour, 45 minutes, and just kind of breezed through the whole thing. And I did enjoy it, though. It was fun.
Nice. I mean, like, what was the one we read earlier this year? That was the Brubaker hardcover one collection. Anyway, I don't think I've ever read a Brubaker thing where I'm like, oh, this wasn't enjoyable to read. But he's got a very, very specific style and, like, niche that, like, he's just so good at.
I don't think he's ever hit like that high of Kill or Be Killed for me.
No. Mm-hmm. Kill or
and
Be
I'm
Killed
not sure
rule.
If that's because it was like the first thing I read, or actually no, I read some Batman stuff before with him, but or Catwoman, but Batwoman, Catwoman. But I don't know if it was because it was one of the first things I read by him and now I'm sort of used to Brubaker, or if Kill or Be Killed was just like Kill or Be Killed. Gotta go back and read that for sure.
Yeah, I think there was just something about like the potential supernatural element and just the sheer like philosophy 101 angst that Dellen had that just kind of it gripped me a lot more than like, oh, look at this like 50-year-old guy who smokes cigarettes and shoots people every once in a while, like,
right,
that's fun, but it's Saturday morning fun versus the other thing spoke to me as a human more.
I'm glad you're a human, Chad.
Sometimes
I've also been I finally, because I got my Mr. Miracle hardcover earlier this year and I haven't read it, mostly because I was like, man, Tom King's doing some bad books right now. But I've been reading that. I'm like 8 issues in, and it's so good. It's fantastic. And it's just I just got to the part, and full spoilers for anyone who hasn't read Mr. Miracle, where Kalibek has like Darkseid has offered like, okay, we'll stop the war. We'll give you the anti-life equation if you give us your son. And that's where like the issue ends, and it's just so good. It's so good.
Jesus, I have like 3 trades or like big 8 hardcovers from IDW. That I should probably read. And I can't promise I will, but I hate their watermarks. Why you do this to me?
Speaking of Tom King.
Oh, shoot, yeah. Yeah.
I guess Rorschach
I'm glad
happened.
We waited 47 minutes to talk about comics.
Rorschach happened.
It did.
Does anyone...
Chad, you're not reading this, are you?
...have any opinions on it? Alex, do you have any opinions?
So this one... It's a story of the girl with the cowboy hat.
Girl learned to shoot gun.
Yeah, so she her dad
shoot
is sort
gun
of like
real good.
She's really good at shooting a gun. Her dad is like a What's the term?
Squid truther.
Yes. Yes, he is. And he's got his militia friends, and he killed his wife because she was under the influence of the squid.
Supposedly.
And, yeah.
I don't know if I truly trust that. I don't know that I truly trust him on that.
Yeah. I don't know why I care about this book.
This book sucks.
But it's like there's no, like, the hook still is, hey, you remember Rorschach? This guy's wearing a Rorschach mask, but now he's dead. But look at all these people. And it's like, I feel like it's trying to do what the Watchmen TV show did better.
But worse.
But worse. And, you know, people are divided on that show anyway. So, again, if this is doing worse than that TV show, then maybe that's some red flags and everything. But I just don't care. And it's such a shame because Jorge Fornes's art is, like, really good. He's, you know, fantastic artist, but kind of wasted here.
I do kind of like some of the aesthetic of this book, but, like, honestly, for the most part, it's just, like, snoozeville.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just don't give a shit about this book.
And then I read Watchmen today, and I was like, Tom King, what happened, man? What's going on? You're in there somewhere. You can do it. But, yeah. Rorschach number 3 did not magically get really good. So maybe issue 4. Maybe issue
maybe
4.
Issue
maybe 2021 is the year of the shack.
Oh.
We'll find out.
Well, I guess we've got the episode name.
What else books read? Not a lot. Not a lot this week.
Big Girls was all right.
Yeah. Chad, you said this reminded you of Elfin. Is it lead
Elfin
or
lead?
Lied?
I think it's lead.
Okay. I've never seen Elfin Lied.
Yeah, we've talked about this a bit, and Elfin Lied is an anime that's kind of notorious for being a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's fairly, like, edgy and dark and bloody and gory and all of that stuff. But in it, there's a character who's, like, a director of this experimental program, because these kids are being born with basically a, I don't want to say psychic powers, but they have a mutagen or a mutation, and they have these, like, bony elf horns coming out of their head, and then they can manipulate objects with their minds. Like, they have these hands that are invisible, and they can move things or destroy things.
Mm.
And basically, he was doing what this guy's doing with the Jacks, right? We're like, oh, okay, we're basically killing kids because we don't want them to turn into Jacks. And then he has a kid who has this mutagen, and it's like, shit, what do I do? You know, and so, like, that part reminded me of this. It's like, oh, those are very similar characters, though in Elfin Lied, he's a little more, a little less corporate and a little more, like, likable, but still, like, a bad person. And then it's like, oh, yeah, that show kills a shitload of children. And this one does, too, just they make some really monstrous-looking first, so it's a
yeah.
little more palatable.
I've been enjoying this comic, and I am continually interested in where it is going to go.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely, like, more than the sum of its parts at this point, which is nice.
It is extremely anime-influenced. Like, I know that you just
yeah.
went on about, like, it being similar to Elfin Lied, but also, just in general, like, it just is, it is undeniable the amount of influence that, like, anime seems to have had on this comic.
It would be interesting to have everybody here watch the first episode of Elfin Lied just to see what you would say, because it's strange and a huge, just, like, weird tonal whiplash from the first 7 minutes to the last, like, 13-14 minutes. That cartoon is very out there.
I will attempt to watch episode 1 of Elfin Lied between now and next week, and we'll see how that goes.
We could try that. It's one of the few I actually own on DVD, but I don't think my computer plays DVDs. I don't know if I have a program for that.
I only own 3 anime on DVD, and I bought them all around the same time, so that's going to be very indicative of the things I'm about to say. But they are Helsing, Chobits, and Loveless.
Yep.
Which all very much tracks.
I have the first Helsing on DVD, but they're all like pirated versions, and there are I I downloaded them and I burned them to a DVD and I light scribed the DVD because I had one of those at the time. And then I went like printed a cover for it and I accidentally printed it backwards, but I didn't give a shit.
Oh, Helsing rules.
I have FLCL that way too.
Oh, nice.
Damn. And then I'm just like, I should just buy FLCL and get like
the
non 480p fucking.
You
know?
Should. Fully Cooly is worth buying.
Yeah, Fully Cooly is pretty great.
What about, is anyone else reading We Only Find Them When They're Dead?
I read it.
No, what's that? Who put that one out?
Boom?
Yeah, I think it's Boom. I know that John's been reading it. I couldn't remember if Alex had been reading it.
I hadn't been reading it, and I just sort of picked up this issue. So I was really lost. So my thing isn't really a thing. Like it feels like a Power Rangers sort of aesthetically, in terms of like the colors going on. But I also realized that in this one, everyone, like for the whole comic, everyone has like their face on like a swivel, and it's a lot of like swivel faces going on.
Yeah,
and it was just kind of strange for that. But
I like this book, but the art is sometimes hard for me to kind of like follow and focus on. I don't know. I know that John's been reading it, but he's not here to comment on it. I had not been reading it until recently, and then I decided to pick up all the issues, and then the new one came out this week, so I was like, oh, that's what a coincidence. But I don't know, I'm just sort of interested to see where it goes. It's sort of a weird ride. I'm here for it.
That's good.
I just got a Facebook ad for a cat toy that's like a fish that like mimics real fish movements.
Oh, I've seen that one. I got the ad for that on Instagram.
And it's $30. And I'm just like, I don't love my cat enough to buy him a $30 toy.
I feel like $30 is fine if it's something that lasts, but I don't think that this mechanical fish toy that moves like a fish is going to last more than like 2 days. But I don't know. Does Ripley's car still work or is that long gone?
Oh, no, that still works.
Oh, good.
He still plays with that. Not like as reliably as I had hoped, but sometimes if I just like chase him with it and bang it into his feet enough, he gets mad and bites it.
If that isn't playing, I don't know what is. That's great.
I love it. He's gotten into the habit because I have this one, like, it's like a ribbon with a bell on a string, and, like, he meows at it now. He gets so mad at it when it keeps moving after he bites it that he just starts chirping at it when he pounces on it. It's really funny.
I love it when Ditto chirps.
Good old chirping. Oh, this week, actually, our you know, our intern who runs our social media account?
Yes.
Jean-Luc informed me what their name is.
Oh, I would love to know.
I had it in my head, and now it's gone. So stay tuned till next week.
Well, that was rude.
No, shoot. It's a real person, so this is very... I'm sorry, unnamed intern. Oh.
We're at 56 minutes. I don't know, 57 now. I don't know if we want to wrap up.
Well, I think before we wrap up this episode,
mm-hmm.
I think we have... It's been a crazy, crazy COVID-induced year. A lot of shitty things happening, but you guys want to do like a space of for happiness? I don't know, like a happy pod or like a happy
Are you talking about a glad space?
Is that the wording that we can do for
a glad space?
Yes, but not a glad space for this week. I'd like a yearly glad space.
I feel like I actually have like a decent amount of options for this. I've had a nice. Mostly good year, other than like the obvious shit. I think the thing I'm really still happy about, despite some setbacks recently, is hiring a vocal coach and actually like going forward with that in a more structured, safe, non ridiculous environment. Because that's been a lot of fun, and there's definitely been some progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's. I mean, it's been the. We've sort of heard the journey from your updates and stuff, but it is like, I remember at the beginning where you're like, I don't know how this is going to go. You found the guy online and it was like, okay. And it seems to be going good. And are you still doing monthly sessions with him?
Yeah. The last one was a little bit of a downer because when I was trying to do more advanced stuff, we realized that, oh, I hadn't been muting my voice enough. And so when I went to do it, it freaking hurt. And so it's like, okay, we have to go back like two steps and get this part perfect before we can continue. And so that's been a bit of a challenge just because it's a lot of I can't think of the word I'm looking for, but just coordination, right? That's the one. But it's getting better. And I actually found, I was watching a different coach on YouTube who I like, but don't, like, she's got a weird approach to this, but some of the things she does seem like interesting things to try. And so she had one for this largely regarding the problem I'm having, and I tried it once and it worked really fucking well. And I was like, holy shit, I think random YouTube video may have solved a big problem. So hopefully going forward, I got this down, but we'll see.
That's so great. And you also have like, I mean, you can search for your own resources, but you also have a teacher to be like, no, don't do that. Like, you're going to wreck your voice or whatever. So that's really cool. That's a good year highlight, Chad. A very glad space. Emily, do you have a happy time space place?
Is it too corny to say that my glad space is that I have joined the podcast this year? I know that that seems sort of silly, but like I like hanging out with you guys, and even though like I do like a mad dash on Saturday to read everything that has come out this week to try to prepare, like I have fun doing this show, and I have a lot of fun talking to you guys every week, and it's something to look forward to at the end of the week. So it's sort of my glad space for the year, is that I've had many Saturdays where I get to hang out with my friends.
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy. I mean, it feels like you've been on the show for more than, like, when you said that you weren't on last year's end of year show, I was like, you definitely were, Emily.
I did the episode where we talked about, like, favorite comics of all time, but not necessarily the other end of year stuff.
I'm very happy that you've been on the show. I know Jean-Luc's very happy you've been on the show, and Chad too. It's been, you know, it's nice to add a fresh voice to our podcast after, you know, what, 3 years we've been doing this till then, and then now 4 years.
Yeah.
And it's been, I'm looking forward to what 2021 was. I'm looking forward to see how our end of year show is. So yeah, we're glad you came by and gave us a chance, Emily.
There's currently a cat trying to break down my door, and I'm sure that is going to make it into the audio of the episode.
Chad doesn't have too much audio. While Emily goes, kicks ass. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I don't really want my glad thing to be that I got a new job, but it kind of is in that, like, I was doing...
Oh, dude, that's like a life-changing thing. That can absolutely be your glad thing.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Totally. What's your glad space?
My new job. But it's like, graduating from school, I've been doing freelance journalism, and it's been one of those things where I'm like, I'm never going to have a 9-to-5 job. And that was like, and okay, like, that's not the end goal, to have a 9-to-5 job and do that, but to have that sort of stability and be able to be like, okay, like, it's possible that in some future time I'll be able to, like, own a house maybe, or, like, you know, do that kind of stuff. And it was a cool moment of, like, progress and stuff. It's been a great, like, 5 months that I've been working there, and when I started this year, I was way lower on how I was feeling about work and sort of my future there. So that's been really nice in what's been a crazy year. I mean, this podcast has been in a time where, like, I haven't been able to go out a lot because of COVID and everything. It's been great to be able to connect with you guys on a weekly basis, and Jean-Luc too, who's with his parents right now, our fearless host and all that. And the Discord server that he invited me to with all his friends, so I've become friends with those people. It's been, COVID's been shitty, but it's also been an opportunity to be grateful for the connections that we do have and can continue to have.
Yeah.
So happy stuff.
It's been, like, playing VR chat with Cameron and Joe has been, like, a super fun experience now that it doesn't make me sick is 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
So, you know, stuff like that, right? Like, it has been an interesting social year, but we've all kind of adapted because that's what people do. But it's been nice finding new things to do, finding new avenues to talk to people, new ways to talk to people, new hobbies. Like, it's been a shit show in a lot of ways, but it's also been, like, fairly fine and quite a few more. Yeah. But I'm also lucky. I appreciate that I can say that.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely been a year where, like, I mean, my girlfriend's dad had COVID at some time in June and everything. So it was a scary moment and everything. And it makes you, you know, appreciate the things. And some people are having it much harder. And it's like, hopefully we get, you know, the vaccine out and things are better soon. And in 2021, it'll be a better year for the world, hopefully. So
hope so.
We'll definitely be making podcasts. So
I was watching a YouTube video that was very clearly filmed in December of 2019. And the person making the video was complaining about how bad of a year 2019 was. And I was like, oh, honey, you had no idea. you had no idea.
That's the thing. Like, from, like, you know, let's say next year COVID gets eradicated or whatever. I don't know if that's possible or whatever, but it's like, it's going to be hard to complain about years for a while, which is, I think, a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It only
helps. Overall stuff. Yeah. But yeah, we got one show left this year. Maybe two if we do the, I know, I think we're doing the comics one in January. So, yeah.
Next week is going to be the last episode of the year.
Yeah. 232 episodes of a comics podcast, which I couldn't imagine that when we started as well. And I was like, who's this Chad guy? And my mom was like, he swears a lot.
No. Sorry, Alex's mom.
That's okay. It's a good step. Like when this started, she was like, "Chad's the guy who swears a lot," and now it's gonna be Chad is the guy whose book I'm reading on Christmas Day. So that's progress.
And that's some of the stories have lots of swears.
Yay! Well, that's all the reflecting that I had planned to do this episode. Anything else for you guys?
Nope. I'm ready to duck out. I suppose we should do plugs, but I also kind of just want to hit pause and be done.
That's well, fair.
Chad,
happy birthday to our...
That would be very sad if we didn't do plugs.
No one listens to it.
Well, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that at Comics Podcast. If you want to look us up on Facebook, you can do that at The Comics Podcast. And on Instagram, we are also The Comics Podcast, all one word. If you want to check out me on the internet for some reason, you can find me on the bad website, twitter.com at mpandnada, or my podcast, Imagine Me and Yuri Kuma at Ushnacast, Fresh Podcast Market at Fresh Pod Market, and one that I don't usually plug on here, but Modica Magicast, a Puella Magi Modica Magica podcast that I edit, and our normal, brave, and currently Anson. Absent host, not even co-host, he is our host, John Luke Botbill. You can find him at Mountain Dew Liker on Twitter or JL Botbill on Letterboxd. You can find Alex at Alex Hanziak on Twitter, and he runs the Roller Coaster Tycoon Twitter accounts. And Alex, what is the name of your other podcast?
My other podcast is called CGM Flashbacks, and we're having a fun political guest on our last episode of the season coming up, which we're really excited
spicy
about. Yeah.
If you want to check out Chad online, you can check out his short stories at anonym.wordpress.com. You can get his album Follow the Witch at anonym.bandcamp.com. His books, The Ninth Life and Dreamscapes, on Amazon.com, and his game, The Land of Glass, on Steam. You can buy that on Steam, or you can check out his Twitter, which is AnonymBand on Twitter. There's also the DualWieldSoft Twitter account, but I don't really think you use that, so.
No, I haven't logged into that in a while.
But that is us. That is this.
And Chad's game's going to be on sale? Question mark.
Yep, should be on sale in 2 or 3 days for 75% off.
Yes, buy
yeah.
The
and
Land
DLC
of Glass.
DLC is on the way.
Oh God, the DLC.
This is Chad's week.
That's literally
reminder.
Been done almost all year. We just haven't released it because we're lazy and don't want to do like the last two steps.
Womp womp.
You guys sound like CD Projekt Red. Aha! That's not the story. Okay, sorry.
So that's been the Comics Podcast.
I'm just going to cut that, Alex. I
don't
hate Christmas music.
Do not. Leave
okay,
it in.
Yeah, this is a good compromise. I'm gonna hit stop though. So goodbye, everybody.